Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you to all of you who've been buying it. I thank you. Amazon thanks you. We appreciate it very much. Sam Norwood is our guest, 15-year member of our Brain Trust. NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. If you want to find his outstanding articles he produces on a regular basis, I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Sam, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the process of deciding when to and how to acquire and why you would acquire a financial professional in your business. You might start out as a bookkeeper, then go to an accountant, then become a CFO, chief financial officer. Maybe first as a part timer, right?
Sure, that's a good option. By the way, sometimes in a small business, our first need is to get the horsepower of a CFO or a let's say a higher level professional,
right?
To help do a specific project or prepare presentations and do an analysis of or build a model of the financial model of the company and do some things that will help accomplish specific goals. And it doesn't need to be full-time.
Mm-hmm.
You can rent to own, or
yep,
you can just rent. And there are outfits like Tatum and others that will provide either on a part-time basis, 2 or 3 days a week, or on an interim basis for a short period of time, like a month or 2 months. And it's a lot cheaper the long run.
You get a lot of power for the money you pay.
And your needs change over time.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget your CPA. My CPA fills in the gaps for us from a financial management standpoint here. But I want to get back to this thing, Sam, about succeeding yourself out of business. One of the reasons why you need to get a financial professional, if you're growing, Sam, it's a tendency, we all have a tendency when you're growing to say, well, things are going great, why would I muck it up, why would I mess things up, I'm going to leave things alone. When you're growing like crazy, it could be one of the most dangerous times of any business. And if you don't have a financial expert managing it, you could get yourself into deep trouble. Go ahead.
You think that that growth is your key to success, but in growing, the faster you're growing, the more that your business is new to you every year. There are new customers, new territories, new services or products that you're offering. New distribution channels that you may be trying to do. And so there's so much that's new. And getting back to your succeeding yourself into bankruptcy, the biggest single cause of failure of a business is failure of financial control. And financial control doesn't mean keeping your eye on the checkbook. It means knowing what's coming in and knowing what's going out and knowing that there's and having a good handle on the difference.
See, I play part of the role of CFO in my company, mm-hmm, because I'm the one who manages the forward-looking cash picture.
Yep.
Every month, I have a spreadsheet I've been using for 30 years. Same spreadsheet. I just keep adding years and changing the line items. You know, and it's the same model I built all those years ago. And I know what my cash picture is going to be like every month the rest of the year.
Well, in some businesses, the balance sheet is more important than in other businesses. If your business happened to be one that extended credit and carried inventories, then had a lot of fixed capital, then in those instances, the balance sheet becomes as important as the operating statement or income statement or P&L, as we call it. A lot of people, when they're running their business, think, aha, here's my P&L, and here's my revenue, and here are my costs, and here's my bottom line. Therefore, I'm in good shape. But if we're growing, the need for capital will exceed that bottom line.
Right.
And that's where the balance sheet comes in handy and it becomes essential. And that's where a good analytical skill that comes from a financial person can be helpful in projecting the needs of the cash.
And here's where a CFO, if you are a person with that kind of background, in my opinion, will be critical to you and will probably do a better job in what I'm about to say than your CPA will do, is they'll train the executives how to read and understand and manage with the statements and the relationship between the two.
Well, exactly. Now, if you look, what is needed in terms of financial professionals has changed dramatically in the last 20 years, and we need to talk about that a little bit. Traditionally, most of us think, let's see, I need a financial person. Let's see, I probably need a CPA. Well, CPAs are mighty fine people, but they tend to be looking backwards. They are keeping score of what has already happened.
They're historians. And they're not comfortable with projections.
Well, exactly. But the skill set that is more needed now, while that becomes basically table stakes. Yes, we need to keep score. That's basic. But beyond that, the need is to be able to analyze. We say never give a naked report. That's a report that has a bunch of numbers on it, but without interpretation.
Right.
As the owner, you should expect interpretation. Here's what these numbers mean.
And footnotes.
And they should be. And being forward looking
right.
means that they're really playing an important role
right.
in running the future of the business.
Hold on to that thought, Sam. We're gonna come back and get some more of this. Of these gems out of our good friend Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.